This recording, Baha 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more like her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made the insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began for tiring, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with her clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the bed diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Ensenada, Baja California, Mexico. I was born and raised there till I was about 12, and then I came to the States. I live with my parents. My mom is from Ensenada, and my dad is from Sinaloa. I have 3 brothers, no sisters, thank God. I'm the youngest. The oldest, his name is Armando. Then we have Pedro, who is like 3 years younger than my older, and he is considered a special ed kid. But he really doesn't have any disabilities. He works, he knows how to spend his money, so we don't really consider him special ed. And Jonathan, who is my manager. I've been here since I was 12, now I'm 24, so half of my life. When I came to the States, I was actually living in Anaheim. A few years later, we moved to Fullerton, which pretty much this is where I grew up. I came to elementary, and then I did junior high school, and I'm in college. So pretty much, I think I've spent more than half of my life here, because when you're little, you don't really know many things. So I want to say I have spent more than half of my life here. I was also raised here. It's a combination of here and there, but obviously there's some things that you just don't leave, right? Like, or they stick with you forever. like family, like where you're from, culture, foods. So, yeah, that's me.